Problems and opportunities. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden said he planned to talk about both during his one-on-one meeting in Jerusalem with Israel's Prime Minister Yair Lapid.
The meeting expected to cover a lot of different ground. We're told the president will reaffirm America's unwavering support for Israel. Both leaders also expected to sign a joint declaration aimed at expanding a security relationship. Iran also expected to be addressed, with the president making it clear America's belief that Iran should never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Fox's Mark Meredith. The president and prime minister are expected to take questions from reporters in about an hour. A man accused of raping and impregnating a 10-year-old girl is held on $2 million bond in Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost said in a statement that it was a confession that led to the charge. The case drew national attention, with President Biden commenting on a doctor saying the child had to go to Indiana for an abortion due to new restrictions in Ohio. Some Ohio Republicans, before the arraignment, had publicly questioned if the story was true.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The House passes a bill to expand coverage for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits.
Republicans, like Texas Congressman Chip Roy, acknowledge the issue is real and needs to be addressed, but it's concerned it forces Congress to spend money it doesn't have. Still, efforts to trim $37 billion from an earlier bill succeeded in garnering GOP support. Senators who overwhelmingly passed the measure last month will take it up again after the House made a tactical fix to it.
Fox's John Langell. Russian and Ukrainian representatives end a meeting in Istanbul, Turkey, agreeing to meet again next week, trying to finalize an agreement to free up Ukrainian grain exports that have been blocked by the war in Ukraine.
I salute the commitment of all parties working to secure an agreement for our common humanity.
That's UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Russia and Ukraine produce 30% of the world's wheat supply. Ukraine's Emergency Services Agency today says a Russian missile strike has killed 12 people in a city southwest of Kyiv. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
U.S. senators from Texas lead a Republican delegation at the border.
A group of Republican senators led by Ted Cruz and John Cornyn head to the Texas-Mexico border for midnight patrols and for 2 days of talks with the National Border Patrol Council, state and local law enforcement, and landowners, all on the front line of our nation's border crisis. A crisis that Republicans say is not getting any better, blaming the Biden administration for not enforcing the law.
They created this. They could stop it tomorrow, and they don't want to.
The Republican delegation, after the U.S. Supreme Court gave the Biden administration approval to end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Japanese company Panasonic and Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced plans for Panasonic to build an electric vehicle battery plant in DeSoto, Kansas, lured by a package of tax and other financial incentives beating out an offer from Oklahoma. The plant is expected to employ around 4,000 people. California's governor is in Washington, D.C.
Is California Governor Gavin Newsom planning to run for president? Speculation that he may be is continuing to mount. He's in Washington on a three-day trip as President Biden's in the Middle East, something his spokesperson says is coincidental. Newsom has continued to deny White House ambitions despite recently purchasing ads slamming Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, who's reportedly considering a run for president. New poll finding 64% of Democrats want someone other than Joe Biden to run for president in 2024. President Biden saying Wednesday that despite those polls, he plans to run for re-election. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
The actor Kevin Spacey in London pleads not guilty of sexually assaulting three men between 2005 and 2013. He ran the Old Vic Theater in London during those years. The trial is set to start next June, expected to last 3 to 4 weeks. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.